Fourth week, third day, where two or three agree together. Where two or three gather together in his name, a magnet is created, which draws down answers from heaven. If one prong of a magnet is broken off from the other, both prongs soon lose their drawing power. So one person separated from his fellow men can draw answers to prayer for a while, but eventually he will lose all power in prayer unless he is reunited in spirit with others. And why? Because he cannot be magnetized with love unless he knows love through human channels. When two persons come together and agree as to what they shall ask, their unity unlocks the doors of love in their hearts. This is like unlocking the power of gravity, whose spiritual counterpart draws upward to God those sincere prayers which only God can answer. And if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me, Christ promised. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. From John 14, verses 13 and 14. Jesus was talking to his disciples when he made this promise. He knew their love for each other and for him was great enough to ensure their prayers would be answered. For God's power cannot be misused, exploited, or denied. What we ask in Christ's name, we ask in his Spirit. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 5 through 12, 16 and 17. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another.